Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Maria likes to wander around the darkest reaches of Facebook and find these interesting things.
In my spare time.
But this is a good one. Okay, Maria, what did you find about the UK?
So I am in a group on Facebook called Clean, Declutter, Organise Your Home UK.
And right? Is this an aspirational group? Because God knows, knowing what I know about your house, you ain't there, Maria.
Do you know what I...
Shade.
I look at it for... I look at my own place. I'm like, there's toys everywhere and shoes everywhere and half empty bottles of whatever.
Whatever,
everywhere.
Yeah.
Not like, sorry, juice, like not wine.
Vodka, gin.
The wine gets all gone. So I look at this to see, you know, are there people out there that are worse than me?
Yeah, exactly.
And there are.
Inspo.
So I saw this overnight. It's a post from a girl called Lynn Reed.
Hi, Lynn.
And she says, can I see your husband's bedside table? I just want to check if my husband is normal. Lol.
Okay.
So then all the pictures underneath it were the husband's bedside locker. All a mess. Mountains of stuff. Wires everywhere. Like, just junk. And then the wives were putting up what
they have.
Yeah, the comparison. So this is his, this is mine.
Yeah.
And theirs were all like, you know, lovely little glass of water, the book they're reading with their glasses on top.
Pristine.
Totally, like so clean.
So then you came into the meeting this morning, brought this up. We all laughed at some of the pictures you showed us. And then we had a kind of around the room.
Yeah.
And we realized that in this room of four people, all of whom are in relationships, it's the reverse.
Yes, because in my house, Johnny's locker has his glasses, his phone, and then a picture of me and him after we got engaged in New
York.
That is cute.
That's cute. That is cute.
My locker has suitors, toys, earrings, face cream, nail varnish, chargers, a jewelry box, and maybe a drink.
The rest of the bottle of wine, Paul.
I just can't believe she's still on the soothers.
No, like dodos.
I can't believe you're still taking...
Oh, me. No, they would have been left from a visit from my one-year-old.
Well, in my house, right, so I have a big, long IKEA... It's kind of like a pull-out drawer thing. My bedside locker is about a metre and a half long, right? There's so much room on it. And the only thing I have on it is a mag charging. So I've got an iPhone that has one of those magnet things in the back. And you can just magnetize it and it charges and plug it in.
Yeah.
Like a wireless charger type thing. Anyways, Apple just charged me more money for that. Anyway, whatever. So I just put it on there and I put it sideways and it has a little clock on it and tells me what time it is. So I wake up in the middle of the night, I know what time it is. This is the only thing on my side. I've no call for anything else. I don't have anything else
no
there.
No drinks.
Nothing. Now, Tracy, my darling wife, will have everything you've mentioned, Maria.
Yep.
Creams, earrings. In fact, the plug board where everything's plugged into, which is supposed to be on the ground behind her bedside locker, is up on her bedside locker with like
way
cables
handier.
And loads of cables that aren't plugged into anything there. And I would say 14 half-drunk glasses of water.
Oh,
I would say at least 14.
I couldn't cope with that now.
Carl's rolling on the floor at the thought.
God.
There's always like a tipped over either nail varnish or cleanser or something, you know, that is leaking somewhere.
Oh, right,
something.
Okay.
Like, you know, so it's just, I am literally the Marie Kondo of bedside lockers. Like, there's nothing on it. It's feng shui out of its mind. It's like one charging stand. That's it.
Do you bring water
better
to bed?
Never.
Huh?
No.
Yeah, what, are you not parched?
No.
He doesn't want to wake up.
You just want to go for a wee in the middle of the night.
Well, there is that. I'm getting alcohol.
What about you, Cahill?
I'm the exact same as Dave. Wouldn't be as basic as that now.
Right.
Book.
Oh, basic.
Phone. Water, though.
Book. When's the last time you read a book? What is it? A book on Tip Hurling Annual 2024.
I've gone through all of those. I'm actually on a Bruce Springsteen phase at the moment.
Okay, nice.
Because he's been over and all that. Yeah, learning about him. But anyway, excuse me. And then there's a picture of Tipperary Hurler there as well. A picture of myself and Claire. But on Claire's side, there is all of that. There's so much tat.
Really?
There is boxes of jewellery on that side. And actually, just to come to think of it, like, that's a terrible place to have all of your jewellery right beside our heads. Because, like, if the robbers come in, they're going to go straight for the jewellery and it's right beside us.
I wouldn't be thinking that way. There'd be no robbers
ever. But you know what? But if there was a robber, then at least they'd be in and out quickly and they wouldn't wake you. Because they can see where everything is.
Okay, fair enough.
That's what they say about your keys. You should never bring your keys into your room because...
Yeah. But that thing about the wires, that's actually something as well. There's all wires all dangling around over on
Claire's side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chargers. And they don't even have a phone charger.
See, that I think with Tracy, her thing is if one charger for some reason didn't work for that, for a second, like, you know, I plugged it in and it didn't work, so I plugged it out, went downstairs, got another charger, brought that plug in, like, that one works. Like, you sure you didn't just check, was it plugged in the first time? Or like, you know, she's got a wireless thing, like, and that's never used, just sitting there, like, which could be used every day and everything else could be gone, but no, that's the one. Yeah. But look.
So it seems that we are the opposite to the UK, in that in the UK, the husbands have the messy bedside lockers and the wives have the tidy ones, but definitely in this room, it's the opposite.
We're basing it on a sample size of 4, which is why we'd like to turn to the nation now and find out, is it true for the whole country? Hey Dave, Catherine here. I'm a cleaner and I can tell you the ladies' side is always messier than the men's.
Oh.
Interesting. So there is somebody...
Hard kind evidence
of,
right there.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely someone we can trust. There's a voice note in from Fergus.
I have the answer to it all. My wife's bedside locker, has her stuff on it and all.
Yeah.
But I just bought a little screw-in phone holder that's screwed into the wall beside me bed. Therefore, I don't have a bedside locker. The only thing that comes to bed with me is the phone because it's my alarm to get up in the morning and nothing else. Happy days, you see? I win, hands down.
Ray, could you cope with no bedside locker?
No, do you know what? I just would... I'd feel like I was floating or something, that I couldn't, I wouldn't know where I was. There's no stability here.
So your bedside locker is like, earthing you.
Yeah, yes. It's my safety blanket.
Your point in time and space. I get it. When I went to London with Dermot the other day, or last month, whatever it was, to see one of our favourite bands, he did book the world's worst hotel. Like, it's impossible to describe how bad this was. When I went into the hotel room at... you know, midnight, we got back from the gig, it was 28 degrees in my hotel room.
Oh, I couldn't call.
The air conditioning didn't work, the windows were bolted shut, and when I woke up it was 32 degrees in the room. No bedside locker.
That's not like him. Well, it's usually lap of luxury.
It wasn't the case this time. And no bedside locker at all, Maria. So phone, charging, on the ground.
Oh,
it felt like filth to me, you know?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
You wouldn't sleep.
So it does seem that I won't say most just yet, because it was very early in the conversation. But in a lot of cases, it seems to be that the ladies' side of the bedside lockers are worse and messier than the men's. However, Teresa's been on.
Well, I can tell you now, Dave, in my house, it's the man's side. My partner is the messiest person. He just can't not put everything everywhere. My side is pristine. Now, I will say, though, if you go over to my ma's house, oh my God, my dad's spotless and it's mayhem on my ma's side of the bed.
See? there's no matter what, even if you're telling us something great, Teresa, you're still going, well, actually, in my ma's. Alan says, Dave, so the wives tidied their lockers for the photos that Maria saw? Maybe that's what they did.
There's a lot of people saying that, yeah.
He says, it's by far the opposite in my house. Yesterday, while dressing, making the bed, I found an empty bottle of Lucozade, a Bounty wrapper, and a cigarette lighter down my partner's side of the bed. I don't think she smokes. So there's just filth everywhere. Dave, my husband, who shall remain anonymous, and then smiley face, hi, Lar, keeps cattle tags, screw bits, these must never be dumped because you literally never know when you need one, and even if it's for years later. And there are many fencing screws. Also, at least I think that's what they are. So there you go. Like,
and his bedside locker.
Yeah, bedside locker. Like, of all the places, you don't need those things.
I should say cattle tags.
Cattle tags, yeah.
That's just, if somebody walked in and didn't know what he did for a living, you'd go, I don't know what happens in here.
Gary from Wexford has got an Alexa alarm clock, lamp, two remotes, two books, and he says it's neat AF. So, Gary, it looks good, Gary. It does look good.
Yeah.
I mean, two books and two remotes, I would suggest you're doing overkill there.
Well, actually, Johnny does have two remotes on his bedside locker.
Why two?
One is for the Skybox.
Oh, one's for the telly.
What? No, one is an old Sky remote that he. It's the only one that he would like that he can get the timer on the telly to work. So he falls asleep to the telly.
Oh my God, are you okay with this?
So he put. Well, it had to be. It had to be. I'd sleep anywhere, so it doesn't, right, it doesn't, okay, bother me. Enough. But he, it's the only one that he can get to set
so
the timer.
The telly
it'll
turns
go off after 90 minutes or whatever.
The patience of humor is what we're
clean,
starting to see.
His bedside locker.
It is clean.
You would find
clean.
The remote on mine.
Hey Dave, Ger here in Waterford. I am mortified and also kind of a little bit happy listening to that segment that my bedside locker is the one that's absolutely filthy. I have everything on it, everything you can think of. I don't even have room to put a cup on it. My husband's is absolutely spotless, like the day it was taken out of the box. It is absolutely, totally and utterly spotless. So I'm glad I'm not alone and that all the women of Ireland are messy yolks.
Seems to be a lot of us, all right. Colm in Dublin says, my wife's bedside locker consists only of a fan. My side has her phone and charger, her watch and charger, her hairdryer, her hair straightener, my son's phone and charger, the extension board and her drink, which she will actually wake me up to pass to her. She says she can't keep the drink on her side in case it spills near the fan. I feel I have more danger if that happens. I also have to sleep closer to the door just in case burglars break in, so they'll kill me first. Yes, Colm.
I'm a firm believer in that.
I absolutely have to sleep closer to the door. No question about that. Although I find myself, if I'm locked away in the snore room, I've thought of it a few times going, if I wouldn't hear a burglar.
Oh, you won't hear.
I'm soundproofed in my mind.
You have to sleep your life.
Yeah. Lynn's in Carlo today. Hi, Lynn. Oh, sorry, Lynn, are you there?
I am. Hiya.
How are you, Lynn? Listen.
I'm good, thank you.
Are you bucking the trend here?
I'm not in the trend.
So your husband is the messy one?
He is, absolutely, completely. I was just saying there to one of your colleagues, I was really intrigued when I walked in, I was listening to this conversation going on, because I'm like, is every man in Ireland as messy as my husband?
It doesn't sound like it, so walk on and tell us about him.
Okay. So my husband is an electrician.
Yeah.
And our lockers wouldn't be a huge size locker, but anyhow, on his side, he would empty the pockets out, so he would have like piece of wire, screws, maybe screwdrivers.
Yeah.
He would have water. He would have his wallet. He has a lamp. He has coins. And also, what I do when I'm doing the laundry, he has these socks. They're dry fit socks.
Right.
And they have like they could be left, right. They could be medium or large. Depends on the style of the sock.
Right.
He's getting. And I deliberately pile up the socks for him to put them together.
Of course, because he needs to go, this is the left, this is the right, this is the medium, this is the large. Yeah, I get it.
We're married for 16 years and I probably did them for maybe about 10.
Right.
I gave up. So I pile them on top and I go, like, well, if he sees the pile of socks, he probably clean up the locker. It doesn't happen. The socks stay there for probably a week before he's like, he puts them together and he still won't tidy the locker. It actually drives me insane. I walk in and I just give the look. And I'm like, you know what? There's actually no point in even having a conversation.
Yeah, I know. And this thing that, like, you know, your bedroom is supposed to be your sanctuary, and people talk about sleep hygiene and all this. You're looking at a pile of socks and screwdrivers.
Like, I'm looking over at my side, going, really? Like, just like it's completely the opposite. Like, you know, you'd wonder, really and truly. But you know what?
Well, Lynn, based on what we're seeing, honestly. Like, your husband is in the minority. Most husbands, it appears, and this is basing it on what we've gotten in so far, are the clean ones, and the ladies are the messy ones. So it's reversed in your house.
Not in this house, yeah.
Lynn, thanks for sharing that.
He would be so tidy in all other parts.
With just the locker.
It's the locker that drives me. I actually think I might just remove the locker. I might remove the locker and see what happens.
If he's no options, although he'll just pile it up on the floor, probably.
And honestly, yeah, that's it.
Give him more space.
Listen, lads, it was lovely chatting with you.
And you too, Lynn. Thanks a million. Have a great day.
Have a great day.
See
ya.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Claire's out in Belfast today. Claire Morley. Hi, Claire.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Good. You're flipping it back the other way now, are you?
Oh, I'm unfortunately am. Yeah.
Go on. Tell us.
No, I'm not even that bad around the house. That's the thing. But yeah, for some reason, my bedside locker is just an absolute tip at all times.
Go on. What kind of stuff is on it?
Empty vitamin bottles, cups, bottles of water, old bits of makeup that I don't even need anymore. And the worst thing is, my husband is so neat. Yeah. I don't know why. His is just so neat. And occasionally I will wake up in the morning and find that he has cleaned mine while I've been sleeping.
Oh my God.
And it's amazing.
Shame.
It's mortifying. I wake up and I'm like, was it that bad? And I'm like, yeah, it was that bad.
And what about the rest of the house then? Like, is he cleaner than you? Is he a clean freak and you're not? Or is he like, just, is it just this bedside locker behavior is best for him?
I wouldn't say clean freak, but certainly, yeah, he'd be more aware of what's around the house. I don't know what it is. Yeah. I mean, I'm not useless in the house, but sure, for some reason, this is just my blind spot, my bedside locker. It's hideous.
There is
really
something
bad
about waking up and finding that that he's done it for you. That has to be slightly embarrassing, right?
I know. It's mortifying. It's equal parts mortifying and relieving. I'm like,
yeah, it's done. All right, nice. So thanks a million for sharing that, Claire.
Thanks, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Joey's been on as well.
In my house, my side of the bed is spotless. And I'd be like yourself, just that I'm not as fancy now as you with your little MagSafe clock and charger. I'll just have a wire sitting there ready to charge my phone.
Yeah.
I have a spot for my glasses and my watch when I take them off before I go to bed. And then a little lamp. But Lord of divine mercy, if you even try and step foot over to my partner's side of the bed, and I'm saying this now and I'm going to say her name because I know she's listening and I drive to Cork.
Yes.
Jamie, sort your side of the bed out. Because you can't even get near it between clothes and lipstick and nail varnish and 70 bottles of water and 6 glasses and one of them is spilt and it's dribbling down the back of the locker and the bloody extension lead is up on the locker because she can't be arsed to bend down. Oh, it's disgraceful.
Well, listen, you're not alone because Rich has been on to say, Dave, never mind the bedside locker. Trying to cross my wife's side of the bedroom to open the curtains is like doing an army assault course. We could have a third kid hidden over there somewhere for all I know. This is Rich.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.